How about now? Does your church ever have anything for people to come and...
Well, a lot of people
have a party or anything.
A lot of people have the weddings down there. They have it catered and they have the down in the fellowship hall. You know, they have this.
Right. Oh, well, not just a wedding. I was talking about just any time. Not at the weddings, but any time people wanted to get together.
Oh, yeah. They have a lot of that down there, fellowship hall. We got it down there, our church. We got a beautiful fellowship hall.
Mm-hmm.
We got a kitchen part that's got the refrigerator, microwave, gas stove, electric stove, everything
mm-hmm.
in that kitchen part.
Mm-hmm.
And it, the petition, and out here's a tables as far as you can see, and chairs, you know.
And what do they have there?
We have our annual homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a crowd this time. And now, since we've got a new pastor, that hadn't been there too long, we have a birthday party once a month for everybody that has a birthday during that month.
Mm-hmm.
And they sit at the birthday table and have a great big birthday cake all decorated.
Uh-huh.
And everybody carries a covered dish. The other night we had it, last Saturday night weekly, we had it. Everybody's birthdays in this month, you know. I had it when mine was in May.
Mm-hmm.
I got to sit at the birthday table. And so we had a table full of food that wouldn't quit, I tell you. So we started, the way we started all this, when we got our new pastor, when his birthday come along, we had made it up with his wife and everybody to give him a surprise birthday supper. And he thought we was having something else he didn't know. And she kept him back till the church, just the fellowship hall got full of people. And they lived just in the parsonage just across the road there from our church. And she kept telling me, well, now wait a little bit, it's too early, we're going a little bit. She's wanting everybody to get there. So when he come in the door, we'd all got congregated up there close to the door. We went and singing happy birthday to your pastor, and he looked like he liked to faint. Had a special chair, a big old overstuffed chair that somebody brought it from home over there at the birthday table, a great big birthday cake with happy birthday on it. And a box there covered it with the foil with a slot in it says, any gift for the pastor. And I forget how much money they said he got in that box. That started the whole thing. So he said, that says, we just better do this month to month for everybody that has a birthday. So that's
there you go.
We just have a good time talking, and I have a big old table. You never saw
right.
That food. And for homecoming, we had our homecoming back in August, back in when we had it. And you never have seen as much food and all we put together. That's one thing folks around Big Creek do, is they bring in the food and the eating.
Oh. Now what about used to? Did they always have a full-time preacher there? Do they have people who
work other jobs
and preach on Sunday?
When we have a pastor, that's his job.
Okay.
Now the one we had there before we got this new pastor, he'd been there. Merriman. It just got to where our crowd was falling off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People were quit coming.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided it's time for him to retire, and he moved to Belton. And we elected our preacher's from Calhoun Falls. He's about 36 or 37, him and his wife, and they've got two little boys, about 10 and 12, or 11 and 13, something like that. And they're wonderful, we love them.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have different kind of preachers at different churches around. Like, some of them have training their full time, and then other times they just have preachers who are.
All the churches around here have full time pastors.
Do they?
Calvary.
Even a long time ago, they used to have full time.
Well, I can't remember. We moved down here from. We went to church at Flat Rock Baptist Church, about 3 miles this side of Liberty.